Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, Christmas break is over for the kids, but school really never takes a break when it comes to pest control.
Well, you know, Tony, I'm glad to see the kids, you know, getting back to school and these yellow buses running back and forth. But even though the kids were gone, schools didn't really take a break, you know, especially from stopping insects and pests that enter these school facilities. You know, each school district has an IPM coordinator. Of course, that's one of those government acronyms. So IPM is Integrated Pest Management. So many people don't think about that, but this IPM coordinator has a job of working with the pest management professionals and school district staff to control pest problems. And I'm not talking about unruly kids. School districts are required to have at least one of these coordinators, and they have to be on staff there.
So what's this person do?
Well, Tony, many school districts don't use much pesticides, but one of the first methods schools rely on is just, you know, plain old good sanitation, which can eliminate, you know, desired environment that pests can grow and live in. You know, a good monitoring program, such as using glue boards to catch pests properly early, is often a method they use. And all this helps provide for a pest-free environment for our students, which is, you know, that's important to us Texans.
So what about the parents? How do they know what's going on?
Well, you know, parents, you know, they're pretty inquisitive, and I encourage them to ask the school personnel. They can request in writing to be notified of any type of pesticide application, as well as discuss any concerns with the IPM coordinator.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.